It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is teaming with 47 other attorneys general to sue Facebook. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Weiser and his colleagues say Facebook has engaged in anti-competitive business practices for years. The Federal Trade Commission has also joined the suit. It argues the social media giant's behavior has, quote, harmed consumers and blocked innovation. They point to, among other things, Facebook's purchase of Instagram in 2012 and WhatsApp in 2014. Weiser was part of an executive committee that led the investigation into Facebook's practices. The FTC says if a court rules in its favor, Facebook could have to give up some of its assets. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
An iconic Denver bookstore has changed hands. Denverite's Anna Campbell has more.
Denver's storied, tattered cover has new owners. The 49-year-old independent bookstore announced it has been purchased by an investor group led by Denver natives. Kwame Spearman, who identifies as Black, will serve as CEO. He said Tattered Cover is now the largest Black-owned bookstore in the U.S. The new owners hope they can preserve the, quote, soul of Tattered Cover while making it a more inclusive place. I'm Anna Campbell, Denverite.
Colorado's marijuana shops sold more product during the first 10 months of 2020 than they did during all of last year. The Denver Post reports that consumers purchased nearly $200 million worth of cannabis in October, and the state has collected almost $2 billion in marijuana taxes this year. Colorado College is getting a new president. In July, L. Song Richardson will become the 14th president of the school in Colorado Springs. Richardson is currently a dean and law professor at the University of California, Irvine. KRCC, which is run by Colorado Public Radio, operates under a license held by Colorado College. The school's current acting co-president, Robert Moore, is on CPR's board of directors. Cloudy skies along the Front Range today with snow tonight and tomorrow. This is CPR News.